She shocked him silly by rushing from under the umbrella and doing a perfectly elegant and charming pirouette in the rain. Within seconds she was soaked, and she removed her hat and tilted her face to the sky. When she lowered her head, there was such mischief and a wicked invitation in her eyes, he lost the ability to breathe. Did she not realize how provocative and alluring she appeared? The dark blue service dress now seemed like a gift wrapper, waiting for him to carefully peel back the layers and undo the most delicious present. "We could dance in the rain," she cried, laughing. "Oh dear, have I done something that shocked Viscount Wicked? I must say, I am impressed with myself." She seemed so alive. That weird malaise which had gripped him for so long suffered its first crack, and a curious sensation fluttered in his chest. He glanced up and down the street, noting that it was empty of carriages. Lifting his head, he indicated for his coachman to carry on and not wait for them. The man obeyed, and Michael tugged her to his side under the shelter of the umbrella and waited for the coach to pass them. Then he encircled her waist with one hand while holding the umbrella firmly with the other, and with ridiculous ease twirled her with several movements of the waltz. "Oh, are you to join me?"
"It seems your lunacy is catching."
She followed his lead, and anyone who saw them dancing in the rain with an umbrella above them like loons would surely believe they had recently escaped from Bedlam.
"This is glorious," she said, laughing.
"You'll not say that when you are sneezing, shivering abed with a cold and fever," he warned.
"Oh, I have the sturdiest constitution. Many times in Biddleton on my long walks, I've been caught in a downpour."
The laugh fell away from her lips, and the hands clasping his shoulders suddenly went stiff.
"And this is also very improper."
Her lips were trembling. He stared at her a moment, trying to gather his wits.
"I doubt there can be anything truly improper between friends."
Her breath caught audibly. She stepped away from him, and he released her. Wide eyes searched his face. Then she said,
"Is that what we are? Friends, your lordship?"
"We are more than employee and employer. I dare say friend is the apt term."
She gave him a smile of such breathtaking sweetness, he wondered for the first time in his life if a part of falling in love was akin to the sensation of warmth and hunger suffusing throughout his entire body.